Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Tuesday, December 27th. Where do you go when you need advice? Today's podcast teaches you how to be guided by God. Here's part one of the series, Step to God's Guidance.
When you're trying to make a decision in life and you feel like you need some guidance, you've done all that you know to do as far as finding out the information, you need a little help. And when that's true, where do you turn? Well, let me ask you this. When your children are looking for guidance, or your grandchildren, where do they turn? Do they turn to you? If they can't turn to you, to whom do they turn? Because you see, if you can't turn to the right person, usually you'll turn to the wrong person. And so finding true guidance is very, very important. And I thought about how many letters that I've read from prisoners, men in prison for whatever reason, and how many of them, as I read those letters and thought back about, all of them had a little bit of the same thing. Probably most of them would not be in prison if they had had someone that they trusted, someone who could give them godly advice about what was happening in their life, what they wanted to do, what they should not do, what they could not do, what would be a disaster in their life. But not having anybody, they just went the way of the world. And so when I think about that and I think about what this scripture is talking about, it's simply talking about this. It's talking about being guided by God. How am I guided by God? And that's the title of the message. Guided by God. So turn to Psalm 32. It's a wonderful psalm, as all of them are, but some are more instructive than others. And I want to begin reading in the 7th verse, which is not about this subject, but it's a word of encouragement. Read through the 11th verse of this 32nd psalm. And so David starts out in the 7th verse, says, speaking of God, you're my hiding place. Yeah, I have somewhere to run to when I need you. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Do not be as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they will not come near to you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving kindness shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. So first of all, what I want you to see here, here's a promise. Here's a promise from Almighty God. Listen to what he says. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. So the first thing I want you to notice here is the source of this promise. Who is the I? The I is God. God is saying in all of his omniscience, in all of his power, in all that he is, he says, I, Jehovah God, the creator of the ends of the earth, I will instruct you. That's a commitment. God has made a commitment that when his children come to him for direction, God will give us direction and guidance for our life if we ask him, if we come seeking, and if we come trusting and believing that he will. I will, he says, instruct you. Now, think about this. When God says that, remember this, he makes no mistakes. He makes no mistakes. He knows everything. He knows the beginning. He knows why you're where you are. He knows all about the decision. He knows what the end result is going to be if you obey him and if you don't obey him. So we're talking about the God whom you and I worship. Here's what he says. It's a personal message to every follower of Jesus, every person who believes in him. He says, I will instruct you, teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Now listen carefully. Are you listening? Say amen. Amen. The value of the promise depends upon the promiser. A lot of people can make you a promise, God can make you a promise, and you never have to worry about whether he's going to keep it or not. So when he says, I will instruct you, then who is making that statement? That is Almighty God. The value of any promise depends upon the character of the promiser. So here is God who knows you perfectly, knows exactly what you're capable of doing, and what the temptations are, what your possibilities are, what his will and plan for your life. He says, I will instruct you. Then he says, not only will I instruct you, but he says, I will also teach you. I'm going to impart knowledge to you. When you open the Word of God, I'm going to give you an understanding of what it means. You don't have to read the Word of God and think, well, what does that mean? You know, today we've got all kind of versions. We've got King James, New King James, New American Standard, NIV, NUV, NOV. I mean, we've got all kinds. The problem is not being able to understand. The problem is reading it. You can go back to King James. Most of us grew up on the King James Version, and the other versions have made them more simple in some ways, but sometimes that's not always wise, because what? If it's real simple, you go right through it. If I have to stop and think about it and dwell upon it, I'm really better off, because I'm going to understand it better if I had to stop and think. He says, I will instruct you, and he says, I will teach you. And what he's saying is, I'm going to show you how to apply this to your life. It's one thing to have information. It's something else to know how to apply it to my life in a given situation. And when it comes to having someone give you guidance in your life, a lot of questions you need to ask before you choose that person. And so he says, I will teach you. In other words, I'm going to impart knowledge to you. I'm going to help you understand what is the right thing to do. And most decisions are critical in this day and time. And sometimes it's a little difficult. So you say, well, it's not right or wrong, but what is the wisest thing to do? He says, I'm going to teach you to discern wisdom. I'm going to teach you how to make wise decisions. I'm going to instruct you. I'm going to teach you, he says. And then, of course, you and I have the Holy Spirit. When you got saved, the Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity, came to indwell you for a very specific reason. This is one of them. He says in the 13th verse of the 16th chapter of John, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose it to you what is to come. That is, he says, he will guide us. So you have this assurance. You have the assurance that within you is the person of the Holy Spirit, whom God sent for a number of reasons, one of which is to give you guidance and direction in your life. And so David, writing back in the Psalms before the Holy Spirit ever came to be in the believer as he does today, he says, I'm going to instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. You and I have the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, living within us, dwelling within us. One of his primary responsibilities is to guide you and me in the truth, which means we have within us the person of the Godhead. One of his responsibilities is that when you and I come to making a decision, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us. You and I never have to come to the place of saying, I'm hopelessly and helplessly lost. I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. You turn to God first, who says, I will guide you into all truth. And who says, I will instruct you, I will teach you in the way which you should go. And then if you'll notice what he says, and I love this, he says, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. I'm going to counsel you with my eye upon you. Two things here. First of all, he says, I will counsel you. That says something to me about the closeness of God. I'm not just going to give you instruction out there. I'm not just going to answer a prayer, but I'm going to counsel you. Counsel means we're going to have a relationship. He knows past, present, and future. Counsel means on the basis of his wisdom and his knowledge, on the basis of his love, on the basis of God's pre-planned will for my life and your life, he's going to counsel us. That is, I don't have to worry about what's going to happen and not going to happen if the Spirit of God is counseling me. And so listen to what he says. Not only will he counsel us, but he says, I'm going to counsel you with my eye upon you. Which says that you and I walk under the umbrella of the all-seeing eye of a loving Father who desires and is committed to giving us direction and counsel for our life. And so it's foolish. It is foolish to make decisions and forget Him. It's foolish to make decisions based on your own knowledge and wisdom and understanding, because we can't know the future. And think about the awesome assurance. The one who is giving us guidance knows your future through the last time you breathe the last breath. And His guidance is based on love and wisdom. He always wants what's best for us. He loves us enough to have died for us. And He says, I'm going to counsel you with my eye upon you. He knows all the circumstances. He knows what you and I cannot know. This is an awesome passage of Scripture. He says, I will teach you and instruct you. And He says, I will guide you with my eye upon you. Then He gives us a warning. Look at this. Do not be as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding. That is, animals don't have any moral sense. The only sense they have is who's in charge. Whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they'll not come to you. Now, I've ridden enough horses photographing up in the mountains to know that what he's saying is absolutely true. He says, don't be as the horse or the mule, stubborn. In other words, you've got to control him or he's going to control you. Whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check, otherwise they won't come to you. That's right. Many are the sorrows of the wicked. And that's his way of saying, you don't listen to God, you're stubborn, you're going to have it your way no matter what. He says, many are the sorrows of the wicked. That is the fruit of rebellion and disobedience and indifference and pride. In other words, I'm not going to have you tell me what to do. I'll make up my own mind. And listen, all of us have a fallen nature. We came into the world with it. We came with that within us. And we have to be taught to be obedient. We have to be trained and instructed in what doing the right thing is and making wise decisions. And this is an awesome promise of God what He'll do. But He says, on the other hand, if you act like a mule, act like a donkey, you either will be obedient or act like a donkey. It's what He's saying. When you live in disobedience, that's the way you're acting. It's foolish. And oftentimes the consequences are brutal because you think that you're smarter than God. And God tries to make things as simple as possible, I believe, for us. And yet there are some decisions that are difficult. And watch this. He says, I, that is, omniscient God who knows you perfectly, I will teach you, I will instruct you, I will guide you, I'll cover you, I will counsel you wisely. A person is a fool to reject that. To think that you're smart enough to go through life and make wise decisions in a world that is so unwise, so ungodly, and so full of fear and anger and all the rest. He says, many are the sorrows of the wicked. That's the fruit of rebellion. And then notice what he says. What a contrast. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving kindness, listen to this, shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord. Rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. He said, here's the difference. You follow my guidance. And he says, loving kindness. And he didn't say, I love this. He didn't say, will come to you. He said, loving kindness, or what? Will surround you. Everywhere you turn, you will see the evidence of God's goodness and kindness. You say, well, but you don't know what I've been through. What would you have been through without God? So God, he doesn't say that there won't be any problems and heartaches and burdens, because problems and heartaches and burdens are what grow us up, teach us to trust him. make changes in our life that we don't like at the moment, but something happens to us that later we're grateful for. He says, loving kindness shall surround you. That is, there is a gladness, there's a joy, there's a sense of confidence, there's a sense of contentment, there's a peace. In other words, when we're going through even difficult situations, if we are following His instruction, His guidance, and His counsel, we're going to walk through it, we're going to come through it, and God's going to bless us in the process. Now, that's an awesome passage of Scripture. And I would say if you were going to give your college student or your grandson or whoever it might be a passage to take with them, this would be one of them. I will instruct you, I will teach you, and I will guide you. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Let me ask you a question. Who does not need that? We all need it, and we'll need it through the last day of our life. What an awesome promise of Almighty God. The tragedy is many people have never read that. Many people don't know it, and many people don't believe it. They say, well, I don't need that old Bible. Oh, yes, you do. Because you see, the reason you need this Bible is because you need God. You think you don't. When you're flat, down, hurting, things look like they're hopeless. Maybe you'll never walk again, see again, hear again, whatever it might be. You need Him. But if you're in good health, you need Him just as well. This is this awesome, loving God who's made a commitment to you. If you'll just listen to me and obey me, I'll give you instruction. I will teach you what you need to know. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through the last moment of your life. Who are you listening to? What are you following? Where is it going to lead you? Will it lead you to being surrounded with loving kindness, or will it lead you to many sorrows? If you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, many sorrows is in your path. If you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and are attempting to live a godly life and listening to Him, joy and happiness and peace, even amidst difficulties and hardships, there's an awesome sense of the awareness of His presence. And that's my prayer for you. If you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, it's the most important decision you'll ever make. And all of us who are His followers know it's the most important decision we've ever made. One of these days you're going to die. You know death's coming. You can ask anybody anything you want to. There's only one person who is in control of those final moments. There's only one person who can take you from this earth to heaven, and that is Jesus Christ. You may not believe what you're hearing, but I would ask you this question. If not Jesus, who? Who else has not only promised that, but who backed it up with His death on the cross? When He died on the cross and shed His blood for your sins and mine, whoever you are, at least consider surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. Watch what He does in your life. Remember, you have two choices: the right way and the way of many sorrows. If you're wise, take the right way.
Thank you for listening to Guided by God. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or In Touch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.